President Joe Biden's American Families Plan is a $1.8 trillion investment in social programs like paid family leave, education, and child care. And that includes a plan to partner with states to provide preschool for all 3- and 4-year-olds for free. The research is clear on this. Early childhood education sets up children for success in school and in life as they grow, but it comes with a hefty price tag, and the debate has barely begun on that front. So in the meantime, let's take a look at what preschool looks like here in Arizona now. According to the White House, only about 16% of the state's nearly 180,000 3- and 4-year-olds attend publicly funded pre-K. It doesn't stack up well against most other states, according to our next guest. Kelly Murphy is the Vice President of Policy with the Children's Action Alliance, and I spoke with her more about it.
Arizona lags behind the rest of the country significantly in the number of children that are in any kind of federally or state-funded preschool programs.
So that answers my next question about how we compare to other states. But does this also disproportionately affect low-income children, children of color, as we've heard about before?
Absolutely, because of the way the funding streams work in the state. Because there's no state-funded pre-K, and because we have no federally funded pre-K currently, unless you're in a Head Start program, the parent has to pay out of pocket for that program. And so it absolutely disproportionately impacts both low-income families, but also our rural families who maybe don't have access to something in their community.
I want to ask about those Head Start programs. Like, what is available? How difficult can it be to access? Or is it just a matter of not enough money being in those programs to give it to any more children than are in it now?
Arizona's Head Start programs are all federally funded. We don't supplement that funding with any state funding. And most of the programs around the state are full and have waiting lists for children. That's not always true on a day-to-day basis. That shifts a little bit depending on the situation in a local community. But for the most part, those programs are full, and it is really difficult if you are not already plugged into them to get plugged into them.
So let's back up then, Kelly, and talk a little bit about the history here. There have been efforts, discussions in the past in terms of policy to fund what's called universal pre-K before in the state. What have those looked like? How far have they gotten?
So technically, Arizona's never had any kind of universal pre-K. Certainly, the conversation about how we could get there has been going on for many, many years. What we do have are a number of smaller programs that have either been over time funded by the state or funded by the federal government that did on a very small scale what a universal pre-K program might do. So, for example, back for many years from the late 90s up until I think about 2010, right around the time of the Great Recession, the state funded something called the Early Childhood Block Grant. And that was state-funded preschool. That funding went through the Arizona Department of Education, who then dispersed it out to various school districts that met certain requirements, and that paid for preschool slots. That funding was cut during the Great Recession and has not ever been restored. It was about $20 million a year, which is not anywhere near the amount of money we would need to serve all the children in the state. Right around that same time, First Things First came into being. So in 2006, right around just a little before that, a ballot initiative passed that created First Things First, which is an early childhood agency in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And that agency uses tobacco tax money, and that money goes into things like quality improvement for childcare and preschool. But it also pays for some scholarships for children to go to high quality preschool programs. That is still functioning in existence, but it does not reach nearly the number of kids that we would like to see it reach. And then also, about 2014, the state got federal funding from something called the Preschool Development Grant, which was about $20 million a year that went toward funding preschool slots for low-income families around the state. We were really excited about it, and we had that funding for about 4 years, and it ended in 2019, and unfortunately, the state was not refunded. So those have kind of been the biggest initiatives that we've had in this state over the last several years.
But at this point, it sounds like none of those are still in existence in any real way.
First Things First still has scholarships that it pays for young children to go to high quality programs that are participating in the Quality First and Quality Improvement Program. But it's not nearly enough to serve even all the kids that are in those programs.
So let's talk then about this proposal from the Biden administration that's within this giant American Families Act that he has proposed. This is a $200 billion investment in pre-K. What kind of effect would that have here? What would it look like in Arizona?
So there's not a bill yet. So what I know is just sort of broad strokes of what they've told us that that might look like. It would be a huge, huge help to us in this state. What the plan is that the federal government would then work with states to implement the program in a way that makes sense for each individual state. So many states already have a universal pre-K program set up that is mixed delivery. They have preschool programs in schools and in churches and in private childcare programs. And they're going to continue to be able to do that. We will continue to use a mixed delivery system here in Arizona. What it would do is help offset those costs so that for parents, they don't have to pay out of pocket for that preschool time. So it not only gives our students a head start on getting prepared for school and to enter kindergarten, but it also helps parents get into the workforce because it's covering the cost of care for those children when they're in that preschool program.
And like you said, much of this will still be debated in Washington. There's no bill yet, and a lot of the debate will be about where the money comes from. I want to ask you, though, before I let you go, Kelly, where does the current situation leave us in the state in terms of inequities, in terms of the sort of long-term outcomes of not funding preschool in a significant way here? What does that look like?
Yeah, I think most people have seen the data on the benefits of pre-K and quality pre-K for students as they enter school. They show up for kindergarten more prepared. They're more likely to be able to be on track for reading comprehension in third grade. They're more likely to graduate from high school. They're less likely to need other services once they get out of high school. And so in the long run, it's a really great return on your investment. Without it, we have a lot of kids, some who have a great start and others who don't. And it just widens that achievement gap that starts as soon as kids enter kindergarten. Unfortunately, have gone backwards in our progress toward preschool. The Expect More Arizona Progress Meter, which measures a number of education indicators across the state to see how we're doing. The goal is to get to 45% of our 3- and 4-year-olds in a high quality program by 2035. And we were at 22% and now we're down. We went backwards to 19% this past year. And so we're losing ground.
All right. That's Kelly Murphy, Vice President of Policy for the Children's Action Alliance, joining us to talk about preschool here in Arizona. Kelly, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk this through. We appreciate it.
Thank you.